Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as once again we face the issues. I pray that you had a wonderful Resurrection Sunday celebration in your church, that you were able to be with family and friends of like mind as we serve a resurrected Savior. I pray that that was a blessing for you. And let me remind you, as we face the issues even today, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. It's the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God that we stand upon. The Scripture says in Psalms 119, 105, that the Bible should be the lamp unto our feet, the light unto our pathway. And I believe that is the modus operandi that we need to practice each and every day, is allowing the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God direct our footsteps and what we do and say. This is the reason I remind you each and every day on this broadcast that as we face the issues, we do not base our determination and our statements on denominational dogma. We do not look at it from political ideological bent. We do not look at what the world is doing and what is happening in the nation based upon some philosophical rhetoric, but based upon the Word of God. I call it the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that we depend upon or should depend upon each and every day. Let me remind you during the course of this broadcast today, feel free to pick up your telephone and dial 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're out of the area code, that number is 904-831-0917. Be delighted to hear from you, entertain your dialogue and discussion as we face the issues each and every day. Keep in mind that this program is based on a Q&A format where we give the information and make the statements and invite you to call, ask your questions, and as some use the term, put your 2 cents worth in. We'd love to have your dialogue and discussion today. Be talking about a very, very important issue. What America needs most? Be pondering that for a moment during the brief introductory monologue. Be pondering, what is it America needs most? What is your opinion? What are your thoughts? What do you base that opinion upon? What America needs most, I believe, is one of the perhaps the most profound statement that we can make in the current era in which we're living, is to talk about what America needs most. We're going to outline some of the things that we asking the question, could it be this, could it be that, could it be the other. Then we're going to make a determination of what we believe America needs more than anything else. So we would be delighted to have you join in the dialogue and the discussion. But as we face the issues, and we understand that we're in a society today, going back to the secularist George Orwell, where Orwell made the statement and said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe that is so, listen to Nancy Pelosi and Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein and Chuck Schumer, AOC and the others that are wanting to turn America into a socialist, Marxist, communist nation, and they deny anything that's called truth. In fact, you've heard me say before, I don't believe they could even spell the word. I believe that if they had truth staring them in the face, they would not recognize it at all. And this is the reason that as Christians, conservatives, and patriots in America today, we need to stand for truth and speak the truth, just as the 15th century theologian made the statement so long ago, and I honor that and look at it as being a faithful saying. He says, faithful Christians, seek the truth. This is Jan Hus, 15th century theologian and church reformer. Seek the truth. Listen to the truth. learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's the position that we ought to take each and every day, is to stand on the truth of the Word of God. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made a profound statement that I have appreciated for some time now. Jim DeMint, there's a headline article that he published. DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. He makes the statement in part. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of the Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I call our attention to that because I believe we need to stand for truth. We need to live and love the truth and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with the homeowner brand like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time has the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flagpole, 165 feet there. Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, at the base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of the employees to worship with their families in the house of God as God ordained it. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application, wait for an interview, and see what God does as far as placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the subject today, and I pray that you'll join in the dialogue and discussion, 831-0917. What America needs most. I believe that we'll recognize each and every one of us, ladies and gentlemen, if you opened your eyes this morning, and I pray that you did, each and every one of us, as we opened our eyes this morning, we can look across the landscape of America and see that we are in deep, deep trouble. There's a quagmire that's taking place in America today. It's chaos, confusion, and calamity on every hand. Now, we can blame the Biden family cabal for it, and they are to blame. We could blame a number of other cause and effect things and people for that. The media is one of it, ladies and gentlemen. The socialist, Marxist, communist media would have us to believe that it's white supremacy. You want to know the problem in America? It's white supremacy. We have white people, white men, that's causing all of the problems. You have, ladies and gentlemen, the Marxist media will tell you that it's Putin that's causing all of the problem. I didn't know, maybe you didn't know, but we're just finding out, ladies and gentlemen, that all of the American problems, financial problems, all of the difficulties with each and every category and area of the problems in America today, the fuel shortage and the financial problems are all because of Vladimir Putin. Don't you I say that in pun. Don't you realize that that's exactly what Sleepy Joe, Joe Biden, is saying, that it's all Vladimir Putin's problem? Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the foundation of America being eviscerated. Psalms 11, verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And I believe that should challenge each and every one of us today as Christians, as conservatives and patriots to understand and recognize that we have a need today as never before. The question that we're asking, what America needs most, or you could couch it this way, what does America need more than anything else? I'm going to touch on two or three things very briefly. Then we're going to introduce our special guest that's with us today, and we'll talk about the issue of what America needs most. I pray that you'll stay tuned in. Call others, ask them to join the broadcast today, and tune in and call in, and let's discuss this issue of what America needs most. Let me ask you a question, ladies and gentlemen. Do we need a greater military in America? Is it military power and prowess that we need more than anything else? Today, the Biden administration has reduced the funding for our military. Now, they'll tell you they didn't. You look at the line item budget numbers, and you'll find that they've increased the military spending by about 4%. But based on the inflation running at about 8%, that means they've literally decreased the budget for the military in America. But do we need military power? Is it military might that we need more than anything else, even though we're watching the budget process destroy even further the military? I'm looking at an article from Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel. Matt Staver is concerned. He's having hundreds and hundreds of contacts from military people, those in the upper echelon or the lower echelon of everything that's called military in America. And this is what Matt Staver says, his April the 15th newsletter from Liberty Counsel. He says, "My heart breaks over the stories we hear daily from countless military personnel and their families who are calling our office looking for relief." He says further, for example, a member of the Air Force was told to stay in his apartment because he declined the COVID shot. He was not allowed to go outside. He was denied working remotely and was severely limited in his communication with others. He has lived this way for 6 months now. When finally he called into work, he was told to move four boxes, just four, then sent back to his lonely apartment to wait again, and he does not know how long he'll have to wait. An Army officer recently showed up for duty and was found that his orders had been deleted. "I've been reassigned to the broom closet," he said. He said that he and his fellow officers call the tactic the administrative bleeding to death. He was assigned to an empty room to do nothing, with regular check-ins by the chain of command to ensure that he was, in fact, doing nothing and staying in his room. The Air Force Master Sergeant wrote my team saying, "I would love to continue to serve honorably. I also believe this is the make or break time for the military in our nation and our government. This person is under threat of military discharge at any moment and is asking to be included in our case. Others are facing one or more of the following: reduced duties, being placed under administrative duty, losing benefits, being told they can't retire, threatened to be processed out of the services, pressured or bullied or threatened, misrepresented or demoted, stuck in limbo, not facilitating any change of station or separation from families, forced into homelessness or to pay their own housing while in the military." Ladies and gentlemen, do we need a greater military? Do we need more military power in America? Is that what America needs more than anything else? We're going to talk about several of these things, ladies and gentlemen, but I want to introduce to you our very special guest as we're talking about this today on Let's Face the Issues. Have Daryl Constantine with us today. Daryl is traveling across America, informing our nation of the need to turn back to God. Daryl will be a candidate for president in 2024 in the 2024 presidential election. Daryl, welcome to our show today as we face the issues.
Doctor, it is great to be here with you as always. Nowhere I would rather be. Such an honor. It was such an honor and a privilege to be here yesterday with you to hear your lovely sermon on this very important holiday, the most important holiday, Easter. And it's very nice to be here with you now. And as you touched upon in your monologue, the state of the nation is very poor. And what is needed is simply to do the opposite. So the problems, the judgment looming over the country is very heavy, but it really is as simple as doing something like making America Christian again. Mm-hmm. That is, in fact, the thing to mobilize around and to recognize that we do have a party. We do have the Republican Party that is the de facto representative of the American people. And to my surprise, we still have self-professing Christians in this country that vote Democrat. And that is, I think, where we want to be exploring and starting our conversation. I think we want to be dialoguing and finding out what's going on there, because very clearly the Democrat Party platform is incompatible with anything that could be understood to be Christianity.
Yes.
And I don't think that the Republican Party has done an effective enough job of really illustrating that for the American people. I think that we point to some of the negatives being done by the Democrats, but we don't really offer up the opposite. And I don't think, to this date, I still do not believe that the American people have been given a clear chance to vote not just against evil, but for good. And that is the task before us, and that is what the Republican Party must do. We need to invest in social infrastructure. If you look at trauma victims, you know, and all of the stuff that's done to program people and what they go through, it is not enough to simply pull them out of that. You have to actually deprogram them. And the left has done a very good job of wreaking havoc upon the family. And the central reason why they do that is because they want access to children. And in order to get them to the children, they have to first break apart the lines of defense. So first and foremost, I think that we need to mobilize around defending children. And call me an optimist, but I believe that a majority of Americans, when they clearly hear what is being taught in the schools, will line up in defense of their children. And taking that stance and allowing that to inform the executive actions that we take to protect children will begin to solve and unravel a lot of these problems. If, for example, we send the Department of Justice into Hollywood to invest the rampant allegations of pedophilia, which have persisted from that community for several decades, and I know many firsthand accounts that have spoken to that to me directly, if we go in there and if we find those things going on, that's going to be very disruptive to that community. We may, in fact, have to pull down the entire institution of the entertainment industry and then replace it with a Christian culture. The same thing would occur in the academic institutions. And there's sort of two sides to this conspiracy. There's the speculative conspiracy, which I think is very compelling and certainly worth examining. And then there's the conspiracy that doesn't require any suspension of disbelief. There is the very clear conspiracy that is in front of us, what is in the textbooks, what is in the toys being marketed to children, what is in the programs being marketed to children. And we go after these things and we draw a very clear line in the sand that this stuff stops at children. That's going to be very powerful in terms of empowering a necessary response to tear these things down. Once we tear them down, it is again incumbent upon us to not just retreat, because that's how we started here. We started here by backing away from the biblical foundation of the country. Again, make America Christian again. The important thing here, going back to where we were, re-implementing Bible studies in schools, something that is not, in fact, a radical idea.
Absolutely.
It, in fact, served us quite well for the first several hundred years of our nation. What is radical is to remove that and to think that we could have anything other than what we have, which is the swift replacement of that Christian morality with the antithesis of that. And this is where we see these Luciferian demonic values being exerted on a federal level against the citizens of the United States.
Absolutely. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go with your question or comment, please.
The GPS didn't pick up the address properly. Lily,
we cannot hear you. You're in an echo. Hello?
Could you let me come on a little later? I am on another call.
Okay. Okay.
Lily, you're on with someone else. You called us.
Yeah.
Yes, but
we didn't call you.
Okay, I'm on another important call.
Okay, thank you, Lily.
More important than Dr. Youngblood? Yeah. Must be important.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious subject today, what America needs most. And we're talking with Daryl Constantine. Daryl is a candidate for president 2024. He's traveling the nation talking about what we need to do. Daryl, I started the question with what America needs most. We asked the question, do we need a greater military? The budget has been reduced now by several billion dollars. The second question that I ask is, what is America's greatest need? Is it financial? Do we need more finances in America? America's in deep trouble financially. In fact, if they Daryl, let me just postulate a couple of thoughts on that. Powell now with the Federal Reserve just increased the rate by about a quarter point. They're talking about increasing that six more times this year. For the first time in about 18 years, we're at better than 5% on 30-year fixed loans for residential purchases. And we're finding now a major increase of about 30% on materials to build a home. And I'm told that each time the 0.25% rate goes up, the rate goes up 0.25% with every 0.25%, it takes about 100,000 people out of the market for buying homes across America. So with that question, do we need greater finances? I know right now, after the House and the Senate come back in after last week's recess for Easter, they're going to be dealing with a request now for Joe Biden for an additional $10 billion for COVID funds, $10 billion. Yet the Biden administration cannot tell us what has taken place, what has happened to, and how the other funds by the trillions of dollars have been spent on so-called COVID, but want another $10 billion. Is it finances that will fix America? Do we need greater financial stability to fix America? So what is America's greatest need? Is it military, more military power? Is it financing, more money? We're printing money today. We're printing money today that's going to get to the point where, like in the Weimar Republic a number of years ago, where you simply have a wheelbarrow full of money and it would not buy a loaf of bread. In fact, when you go to the scripture in the days of the tribulation after the rapture of the church, it will be a day's wages to buy a loaf of bread. And right now, when you think about a gallon of milk, it's over $5. A loaf of bread is about $3 minimum. You look at on the basis, a gallon of gasoline is between $5 and $7 across America. Most people today having determined to put gas in the car to go to work or to buy groceries. So the question is, what's the greatest need? Is it military? Is it a greater financial stability? The greatest need, is it technology? We need greater technology today in America. Daryl, we have technology that's in control of our freedom of speech. So do we need more technology when it comes to things like Facebook and Instagram and Yahoo and Google and Twitter, all monitoring every call, every text, every email? In fact, don't know if I mentioned it to you, but with my emails now, I get an article, and I'm enthused about the article because it's informative, and I'll send it out to 3, 4, 5 people, and 90% of the time it bounces back because it's being monitored, and if it has some key words in there questioning the election of 2020, if it has key words in there talking about Biden and his sodomite agenda, key words in there, it is monitored, and therefore it is not forwarded to those that I'm sending it to, so the recipients never receive it. So I'm asking the question, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're talking with Daryl Constantine. Daryl has a passion for fixing America, making America Christian again. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, give you a question or comment, please. Hello?
I'm sorry. I had to take that off mute so that I did not do... as was just done to you with Lily's phone call. I just want to point out he's absolutely right in that we have an indoctrination that has been grasped by the left. They've decided to indoctrinate and to change the entire culture to an agnostic or atheistic or amoral culture, and that has been reflected in academia for many years, and we see it today. I mean, today, Ron DeSantis, according to Newsweek, under the Department of Education, has rejected 54 of 132 math textbooks. Why? Because the publishers attempt to indoctrinate students with CRT in math class. In math class. You know, like I've said off on 30 or 40 years ago, we've started down this path of sex education, under the argument that, hey, you know, this isn't being taught at home, and we have an explosion of teen pregnancies. These kids don't understand what makes a baby. They can't figure it out. You know, so we need to teach them. And in that short 30 or 40 years, these kids are now confused as to which bathroom to use. And that has been introduced, not just in science, not physiology, not human anatomy. It's being introduced in every class, including English, because these kids are sent home learning proper pronouns for 72 different genders. I mean, how twisted, how perverse can you possibly get? And the reality is, it was John Adams on my birthday, October 11th in 1798, that said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." It's amazing that our founding fathers knew from the very beginning that the construct that they built upon, the foundation that they built upon, was a good and moral Christian foundation. And we've left that, we've abandoned that, and every step away from that has taken us further down a path of, you know, the path to perdition, if you will. But I just wanted to inject my 2 cents worth today. I hope you all both have a wonderful day, and I hope that you had a beautiful Easter.
Greg, let me, by way of this broadcast, introduce you to Daryl Constantine. I'd love for you to meet him. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is Greg, one of our four sons. He resides up in the southern tip of heaven, and that's in the northeast portion of Tennessee.
Wow.
And I'm thankful that he's able to call in and join the broadcast today. Greg, what's your weather like today?
It is not the most beautiful day, but I'm still staring out at some beautiful mountains, so I'm not going to complain. I still love it. The mountains have a little part of me.
Well, we've got about 6 inches of sunshine out here, so.
Oh, poor folks. I feel sorry for you down there.
Hey, thank you so much for joining the broadcast today, and have a blessed day. Hug Rhonda for us.
I was blown away by that call. I'm sorry to – don't mean to interrupt, Greg, and now it makes perfect sense. I'm going, who is this man? We need to get this man down here, and it makes sense. He's your son. Greg, such incredible comments. I really love that quote from John Adams. That's very important and very powerful because – we do now have a real paradox where we have a democracy that was, as you very eloquently stated, was created on the foundation of a moral Christian electorate. And the left has now so effectively transformed the nation that we can no longer really say that we have that electorate. And how do we address that problem? Through a democratic measure. And I think that what is necessary is that Republicans, we have to come to terms with the fact that we are going to actually sort of counter-program the nation back towards where it was, back towards being a godly nation. We need to invest in proper social infrastructure. We need to invest in traditional families. And Dr. Youngblood, you know, your great questions about, do we need more military? Of course, we're slashing the military funding. We're, you know, cutting back on our weaponry. And now we're, in many regards, we're actually second to Russia in very important measures such as nuclear capacity. And certainly, yes, we need more of that. But first and foremost, we have to actually change the direction, because what we also need is we need less lesbians and soy boys in positions of military authority. And I don't want to give the current crop of people that are running our nation more money to educate our children, quote unquote, more money to feminize our military. I mean, this is a joke. You see the marketing that we are putting out representing our fighting force. Of course, our enemies are emboldened by this stuff. So first and foremost, we have to change the direction of the nation. And in terms of the Fed and the rate hikes, yeah, we have a very tough situation, because it's a no-win scenario. If we allow things to continue and we continue with the artificially low rates that incentivize the participation in the system, the inflation is going to continue. And if we cut back on the inflation, we're going to obviously slow the process. And now we're dealing with a no-win scenario, which is a direct result of the completely irresponsible financial policies that have been pursued by both parties in a unilateral manner over the past 50 years. We need to reorient the nation. We need to stop investing our resources in turning girls into men and men into girls. We need to actually be incentivizing a return to the truly powerful dual nature of man and woman, and actually getting the nation going back in the right direction. And you talk about what's going on in the public schools, and I'm very supportive of obviously any efforts by states to curtail these disgusting things with new legislature. And we were talking about this last week, the end result of this quote unquote don't say gay bill, and we're afraid to use that word when really this is what it's about. It is about protecting children from the sodomite agenda that is encroaching in the academic institutions. But we already have laws on the books to protect children from predators, and we should be enforcing those rules now, not waiting for new things. So we'll hopefully get into that more after the segment.
Absolutely. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, if you'll hang on till after the top of the hour news break. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dials. Hang in there. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.